From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed by heavy shelling in Fallujah as Iraqi forces move to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR says some people have been buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Jan Egeland of the Norwegian Refugee Council says a human catastrophe is unfolding in Fallujah. Some 625 families have managed to escape the city. Hundreds of men and boys are going through a 5 to 7 day security screening procedure. Suspected Russian airstrikes pounded the rubble-held Syrian city of Idlib, killing at least 50 people and leaving dozens injured or trapped under rubble. Military jets carried out the bombardment in the early hours of Tuesday, striking civilian areas near a hospital and a mosque. Russia's defense ministry is denying carrying out any strikes on the city. Kurdish-led forces have expanded their operations west of the Euphrates River in Syria, crossing a Turkish red line and angering mainstream Sunni Arab rebels. The move is making a tangled fight in northern Syria messier and more chaotic by the hour. Political activists say they are concerned that the Sunni Arabs might decide to align with the Islamic State group. The main political opposition, the Syrian National Coalition, is demanding guarantees from the international community that Sunni Arabs will be allowed to return to villages seized from the IS group by the Syrian Democratic Forces. The United Nations Refugee Agency says an estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. It brings the total number of lives lost in the first 5 months of 2016 to more than 2,500. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is advising couples or women living or returning from Zika-infected areas to wait at least 8 weeks before trying to conceive a child. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization's revised guidelines reflect greater concern that the sexual transmission of the Zika virus could harm the pregnancy. Its recommendations are based on new evidence showing the Zika virus is staying longer in the blood and other bodily fluids than previously thought. WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says the WHO is advising couples to delay pregnancy to make sure any possible Zika infection has cleared. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The consumer spending that powers much of the U.S. economy jumped a strong 1% in April, the biggest gain in about 6 years. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department says the gains were due to an increase in purchases of cars and other expensive, long-lasting goods. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton faces another contentious political fight in California June 7th as she moves ever closer to winning enough delegates to gain the Democratic presidential nomination. She faces a stiff challenge in the nation's most popular state, a populist state, rather, from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. California holds its presidential primary election next week, along with 5 other states. California Governor Jerry Brown endorsed Clinton Tuesday. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel warning, alerting U.S. citizens to the risk of potential terrorist attacks throughout Europe. The travel alert does not expire until the end of August. France is anticipating new strikes this week as President François Hollande refuses to abandon a government labor proposal that has sparked months of strikes and protests throughout the country. Some French labor unions, including the General Confederation of Labor, have called for new strikes targeting trains, the Paris subway system, ports, and possibly airports. Afghan officials said Tuesday the Taliban took dozens of people hostage near the northern city of Kunduz. The insurgents apparently set up a checkpoint on the main road near the provincial capital and stopped buses and vehicles heading to Kunduz from Kabul. A regional police commander says the insurgents seized at least 52 passengers and killed 17 of them. Gaza's Hamas rulers executed 3 murderers at dawn Tuesday without the necessary approval of the Palestinian president. The 3 were executed after all appeals were exhausted. According to Palestinian law, though, all executions must be approved by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.